This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with Ben Jurowski to talk about his article that appeared in the June 25th edition of The Reader, the Lincoln Square North Center edition. In this edition, Ben wrote an article called The Grand Old Party's Last Stand, in which you sort of give a history of a Republican alderman in the 47th Ward on the north side. How do you say his name? John Halen?
John Holen.
John Holen. There was an alderman named John Holen Sr., and then most of your article deals with his son, John Holen Jr. One of the things I'm interested about is in the current city council, there is one lone Republican, Alderman Brian Doherty of the 41st Ward, which includes O'Hare Airport and the neighborhood directly to the east of O'Hare. What distinguishes him? Why a Republican, first of all? Why a Republican in the city council? It seems like such an anomaly, right, in the city of Chicago. What do you think about him?
Well, you've asked about three questions there.
Giving you a lot of room here.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why anybody bothers to be a Republican in the city of Chicago. There's so few Republicans in the city. The last couple of presidential elections, I believe, the Republican candidate got roughly 20% of the vote. I think that goes back to Gore in 2000 and Kerry in 2004 and Obama in 2008 got about 80%+ of the vote for the Democratic candidate. So I don't know why they bother being Republican. This man happens to be a Republican. When you're talking about Northwest Side Republican politics, you're talking about a union between the existing Republican Party of the Northwest Side and the existing Democratic Party of the Northwest Side, where they have sort of a peace agreement where they don't go after each other. So it's all very complicated and convoluted and very Chicago. And so really, what is their distinguishing features? Well, I don't know. I really don't know why bother being a Republican as opposed to Democrat. In the old days, and Holen represented this, there was a crusading anti-machine spirit in a faction of the Republican Party. That faction has been pretty much destroyed in Chicago. So what you have left is this vestige of the Republican Party that makes deals with Mayor Daley. So it's like, what difference does it really make between a Republican like Doherty and a Democrat like Bill Banks, who's right next to him in an adjoining ward? There's really, as far as I can see, no difference. If Doherty were a John Holen type Republican, he'd be thundering against the parking meter deal and the blank check on the Olympics and TIFs. And he'd be calling for investigations of contracts that are awarded to sweetheart companies or sweetheart contracts that are awarded to favorite companies. That's what a Republican, independent-minded reform type would do. He does none of that.
In fact, according to an analysis by the UIC Political Science Department, Doherty has voted with Daley over 70% of the time in recent years.
Look, if Doherty were a real Republican, in terms of how we view Republicans as fiscal conservatives, he'd be outraged by the TIF program. Brian Doherty had a great moment. He did have this one great moment when the council had a vote, I believe, on the Michael Reese deal to approve it. I can't remember when that was. Doherty stood up and announced that he was not going to vote one way or another because he didn't trust the planning department to oversee such a project, which was sort of an interesting stand to take. On one hand, I got to give him credit for not voting for the thing. On the other hand, why are you limiting it just to the planning department? It was such a curious avoidance of conflict. I mean, the planning department is the creation of Mayor Daley.
Like, why did he pick that particular issue to take a stand on if he doesn't go
ahead? Yeah, if you're against the planning department, why do you vote for their TIFs? If you're against the planning department, why do you routinely support the mayor? He appoints the planning department. They enact his policies. That's the difference between Doherty and Holen. Holen wouldn't mess around with little straw men. For all we know, this dispute that Doherty has with the planning department has something to do with some kind of minor thing in the Northwest Side.
So you really don't know the origin of it, but it was a curious...
It was a very curious... I mean, again, I think he just was present. I don't know what his stand was. He didn't vote yes, he didn't vote no. But Holen would have been thundering against Mayor Daley and his, you know, inept commissioners and let's not give a blank check to this Olympics.
But this was just a blip on the radar for Doherty.
A blip on the radar. I don't even know if it was reported in the papers. Maybe Fran Spielman put a sentence or two in. It was just sort of indicative of how weak. In the one stand he took against the city, it indicates how weak the Republican Party is as an opposition force. So there is no longer anything vaguely resembling what Holen represented, and that's a good government Republican. Now, Holen, on social issues, was to the right. He's been dead now for about 10 years, so I can't imagine him being for something like gay marriage or what, some other great, whatever a great liberal cause.
Abortion.
Yeah, abortion, right. But on the matters of government and reform, he was a reformer. To me, that's the greatest disappointment of the Republican Party, is their cowardice in the face of Daley's regime. There's really no point in voting Republican on the local level because they never stand up to Daley.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.